It's been intense lately for corporate executives. Congress passed the most sweeping corporate reform laws in decades. The Securities and Exchange Commission demands that CEOs personally certify their firm's financial statements. Meanwhile, top executives have been carted off in handcuffs, and regulators are investigating dozens of companies. NPR's Chris Arnold reports on a survey that asked top executives what they think of the stiffer penalties and various reforms aimed at them and their peers.
One thing that CEOs agree on is that executives who cook the books should go to jail. An overwhelming majority support the stiffer 10-year jail sentences just enacted for executives convicted of fraudulent financial reporting.
There's a good deal of outrage with some of the behavior that has been recently discovered.
David Lewis is a lawyer who's on the boards of Kroger Company and other Fortune 500 firms. He was one of the 6,000 directors and chief executives surveyed.
I think there's a clear consensus that something needs to be done, and the federal legislation that was recently signed into law gives the first step of that.
The survey was conducted by Corporate Board Member Magazine. T.K. Kerstetter, the magazine's president, says it's important to note that there were two groups of people being questioned, CEOs and the members of corporate boards. Kerstetter says normally CEOs and board members are on the same page, but they disagreed sharply when it came to one area, executive compensation.
I think that's what makes this survey interesting.
As it's come to light that executives at Enron and WorldCom were able to cash in millions of dollars in stock while their companies misled investors, Kerstetter says he's seen a growing willingness for corporate boards to push for changes in executive compensation involving stock options. Alan Greenspan, Warren Buffett, and others are recommending that companies be required to record stock options as an expense on their books. T.K. Kerstetter.
Outside directors were 2-1 in support of fully expensing stock options.
CEOs themselves, though, largely disagreed with the board members surveyed and opposed expensing options by more than a 2-1 margin. Likewise, the CEOs and board members were split over proposals to require CEOs to hold on to their stock options without cashing them in for longer periods of time. These reforms would likely limit the amount of money CEOs can make by selling stock, at least in the short term, and so critics say this split suggests that CEOs are putting their own interests first.
It shows a very strong self-interest, shows a desire to get some quick cash, and it shows a lack of confidence in their own enterprise.
Jeffrey Sonnenfeld is an associate dean at the Yale School of Management who himself has been canvassing CEOs on this issue. He believes that the massive stock compensation packages that CEOs have been getting in recent years create an unhealthy incentive for executives to practice aggressive accounting to artificially pump up their firm's stock price. He says CEOs' ongoing resistance to stock option reform is a good argument for regulation in this area.
Temptation to take more than you deserve is too great.
Sonnenfeld is hopeful that regulators will soon require public companies to include stock options as expenses and establish longer holding periods. Chris Arnold, NPR News.